Welcome everybody, Shia number 1027. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doivim Rabaran Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Sarafega Basleya Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Machaba, extinguishing a fire. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Inyanim of could one open up a window or a door, possibly when it's near candles and so on. So we said last time, if it's right, if it's connected the door, connected the window, in other words, it's right near the window, right near the door, one has to be careful if a wind is blowing outside, for sure not to open up the window or the door. And unless they could see, b'shasat chak, they really have to open the door, they really have to open the window, it's getting hot, or whatever the case is, so then one could open the door so very carefully, slowly, in order not to cause a wind, making sure that there's no wind outside at that time, but not just that, but the door itself, to be careful when they open it, that they open it slowly, and not to cause a wind to blow out the candles. So the Sefer, going on that tzad, the Sefer writes where Halachas brings down, interesting, that b'makom shein lochosh al ruach mibachutz, and let's say a case, if somebody knows a case for sure, there's no wind, and what would be a case? There's no wind for sure, no matter what, there's never a wind. Then, is there in other words, would I be allowed to open up that door all the time? Is there any issue at all? For example, he brings out an interesting case, a door going from one room to another. We spoke about, till now, a door that goes outside, a window, of course, going outside, but let's say somebody has a door going from one room to another, and over there, the candles are burning right near the door, so is there a problem with that? So the answer is, Lamaisa, that would not be a problem as far as the wind blowing, because there is no wind blowing, because it's going from one room to another. When it's to the outside, so yeah, so sometimes there's the wind, sometimes not, but over here, there's no wind at all. So that's what it says, b'makom she'en lochosh al ruach mibachutz, in the place whereby there's you don't have to worry about a wind from the outside. You're going delas she'niftach mecheder lecheder, like a door that's open, goes from one room to another. Then the only problem one has to be careful is when they open the door itself. Then he says, "Oster liftoyach hadelas kedarki." You can't open it the regular way, swing it open, whereby causing a wind from the from the swing of the door. That you can't do. In other words, we're afraid they're going to go put it out. Aliday haruach shemina sheves. Aliday pesicha sadelis. Through the opening of the door, it's going to cause a wind, right? Because the swinging of the door, and it's going to blow out the candle. So what should you do? Like we spoke about in the past, avol im poischai. If you open it up, benachas lot lot, you open it up slowly, then of course it will be mutter. It's no psik reishiv. Cholza dafka b'mokum she'ein sham ruach klal. That's only talking about a case where there's no wind at all, like a one room to another. But he continues on, Al b'makom shemesuya ruach, sham ruach, in a place whereby you find a wind. A wind, like we said, going a door going to the outside, and the candles are right near. Ela she'achshav ein haruach menashev. Only now it's not blowing, right? I look outside, it's not blowing. So then that's what he says, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah in the Shoyna Halachas brought it down from the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh deyes im mutter liftayach aloi, then it's a machlokes whether you're allowed to open it or not, and one has to be careful not to do it. But v'shasad chak, he does say, like we saw, v'shasad chak, again, shemitzar, memleachayim, it's hot, somebody's mitzar, it's hot, I have to open the window, somebody has to come in, whatever the case is, they lit it near the door, I didn't realize. That's not so much mistavra, but it comes up a lot near the window, right? The person doesn't realize they didn't chop, they did lit it near the window, and the window was closed, and now it's very warm, it's very stuffy, you have to open up the window, and the person's mistar. So then it says, yesh lahakol lefoyzchay benachas. Like we saw, one would be allowed to b'shasat chak, to open up as long as they know there's no wind blowing at that time. So he goes on to say, interesting, in Hey, again, our Simon Reish Ayin Zion, in reference to running past or moving very fast, very swiftly past candles that are burning, right past a leichter or so on. So he says, the B'taka brings down from the Minchas Shabbos, Shulchan and others, he says, also Ligrim Lahavir, sometimes what happens is, it's not just a question of blowing it out, but he brings down that interesting thing that sometimes a person runs by quickly by candles, and it sort of like schleps the candle, it actually makes it bigger. actually makes it bigger. So he says one has to be careful with that. Also ligrim lahavir, in other words, to make it bigger, not just that bad oil, but a regular wax candle, because the movement, the swift movement bypassing a candle could sometimes cause it to, you know, make the flame go bigger, or could even blow it out. So it's also ligrim lahavir or lechabes haner alidei sheyaver somich laneris b'merutzo v'mehiris. In other words, like running by, somebody runs by or walks very swiftly, on Shabbos past candles, whether it's the Leichter, whether it's Hanukkah candles or Yahrzeit candles, one have to be careful. Yahrzeit candle, usually it's a little bit more inside. So that usually is not a major problem, but more obviously the regular Leichter, regular candles, regular Hanukkah candles and so on, that is on the outside, one walks by quickly past those candles, it could be running into a problem. Either putting it out altogether, or possibly, like he says, interesting, that to schlep it out and make the flame actually bigger. The Derech HaShel Heves, he says, lehizgadol yoyser mikamay shayah. In other words, the derech of a flame, when you have a little flickering flame on a candle and you walk by quickly, it becomes bigger when a person walks by swiftly. And if not putting it out, it just makes it bigger. One has to be careful, that could be running into a problem of mavir. Okay, for who adin the usul of tayach delas, we said it's also, if one knows there's a wind, one has to be, you're not allowed to open the door or the window, even if they don't know there's a wind, unless it's pshas adchak, k'neged aner, afil b'makam she'eni mechabay, elagarim lehaver aner. He says also, in this case also, that the other problem, like we said, it's not just putting it out, but it's also possibly making it even bigger from the wind itself. He says one more interesting thing, very interesting, he brings it out from the Kafachaim. He brings it from the Kafachaim. V'chein ha-mispalo, b'tzad neiros, somebody's davening near the Leichter, or near Hanukkah candles, whatever, again on Shabbos. This again from the Kafachaim. V'chein ha-mispalo, b'tzad neiros, yizor shlo yilinaneya, gufay samach laneiros. He shouldn't, you know, if he's shaking back and forth, I guess very slow maybe is not a problem, but if you're doing it quickly, shaking back and forth, today one has to be careful not to do that. If he's not to go too close to the candles, just to move away. If you have to shake, you're davening very, it's beautiful. Just don't do it right near the candles. You know, if you're just shaking back and forth swiftly. Not to do it, kadei shelo yigroim lecha b'yisad neiros, in order not to make it bigger or to put it out altogether. And then again, some people, they shake a lot, and again, it could put out the candle if one shakes hard enough. So just the bottom line is, in general, one has to be careful doing swift movements, whether it's running, whether it's shaking back and forth by davening, whether it's whatever it is, walking swiftly, going right near candles, not just the door or the window like we spoke about, but just movements in general. One has to be careful for the putting out of the candle, number one, or number two, even sometimes just it just schleps it and makes it actually bigger. So these are things one has to be careful for on Shabbos when you have candles burning, whether it's the Leichter itself, Hanukkah candles, or whatever type of candles it might be. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Beracha. Kol Tov.